What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
Like that, I don't know. That I think that nigga, something wrong. That nigga, he talking about some. Don't worry about it because they ain't gonna have Cam. And you saw my message, my response. I was like, bro, but he ain't the reason why we beat y'all, man. That shit got like 500 likes, man.
I'm gonna tell you how stupid it is because we had TVD and we wasn't that bad. I mean, goddamn,
right? And y'all, on top of that. If it was just Cam, how come Washington State wasn't 10-2 last year? Or 9-3 or something? Like, don't get me wrong, he's a key component to what we're doing, but it's a team game, dog. He came here to win a team game. Like, we had the other things that attracted him to the program. If he was just going to be by himself, then he wouldn't have came here. He looked at y'all too now. He looked at y'all too. Nah, I think this situation over here a little bit better than that situation over there. Like, cut the shit. I told him, man, them people ain't doing nothing but hoping, wishing, and praying. Because they misery love company. So they just like, man, I hope God we day like us next year. Or everyone once Cam go, trust me, it's going to go to shit. Bruh, no, it's not.
We ain't
like y'all. Y'all just had that little squad. Y'all ain't had no recruit.
We ain't never going to be no 1-7, man. That's, I don't give a fuck.
What no. Hell no, you got to try to be that bad.
We had TVD last year, 7-5, man. We could have won 4 of those games. So I'm like,
exactly.
I don't know what we're going to be like y'all for. I mean, Mario told y'all this shit, it's going to take time, but it's going to build each year. Each year got better. Y'all, first 2 years was horrible. Tucked up in the third year, yeah, but y'all didn't beat no good teams. Fourth year, okay, y'all went 13-1. Boom. What's next? Yeah, I mean,
1-7. Shouldn't even have a win. That shit should be 0-8.
Bro, and I've been telling them, like, bro, this is a terrible look. Like, in year 5, your coach should not be 1-7 and struggling on a recruiting trail. Like, y'all stuck with him for at least the next 3 years, because that's $68 million that y'all got to give him. Like, this is crazy. Like, it's not going to get no better for them. I hate to say it. It's not going to get much better. If they do anything next year, they might win 3 games. Maybe. Because now you got kids that saying, oh, yeah, they really ain't developing. I don't see no improvement. So, shit, why should I go to Florida State? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have a highly recruited quarterback even coming in. You got some 6-foot midget out of Jacksonville who y'all think is so good, which he really ain't. Your recruiting class don't went to shit. You about to lose your best player in the class. Like, bro, it's about to be so much turnover over there, and Mike got to get it right. And the thing about that is, who's going to want to come to coach with him? Because they're going to look at it as, man, look here, he might got maybe another year, maybe 2 years. And the Spanx lady going to be like, hey, look, I'm going to go ahead and give y'all that money, get rid of him, and hire somebody else. Because that's who got all that money, that Spanx lady. And she ain't really, from what I seen, like, she ain't really doing too much now because she don't like the direction of the program. I could be wrong, but I'm just going from the outside looking in. So they in shambles, man. Like, that shit ain't going to get no better. And if I'm Surtain, if one of them G5 schools offer me a head coaching job, I'm getting the hell up out of there, bro. I get the hell up out of there.
It's crazy. Me and Larion, we in a Facebook group, you know, with them. And Larion, to tell you, like, even since, I think, when Mike got hired, I told him, I said, man, that man ain't going to recruit no kids. Yeah. Oh, you don't talk about let him build. I said, dog, I'm telling you, it wasn't coming from me from no hate. It was coming from coaches who know him. And former players, they're like, yeah, nah, he's not the type that's going to recruit the good kids. Now, when he get the older kids in, he can work with them because that's the type of coach he is. But he's not going to get no young kid and say, hey, we're going to get you from a freshman, and then by the time you're junior, senior, you're going to be an all-star.
Yeah. It's been like that for years. Been saying it for years. It's just they want to code it all as hating. So when you flip it to our side of the ball, right, there's like, oh, yeah, well, y'all going to be like us. It's like, but there's nothing that's the same. There's nothing that's going like it went for y'all. You know, Mario came out, held the class together, you know, stitched a little bit of that class together, didn't have a great, you know, because it's a transition class. and we end up, half of that class probably that mattered, well, quote unquote mattered, because I don't think they're really doing nothing elsewhere. They moved on, which is fine. It was a transition class. You're going to have some of that turnover. But he still put together, you know, a top class in that. Then the next season, put together a top class. And the next season, put together another top class. And on the verge right now of putting together yet another top class. So if you don't see that that's different, you either blind or just willfully ignorant. It's that simple. It's not the same pattern.
So I'm going to tell you what you were just saying, Larry. The funny part about that is we end up finishing 13 overall, I guess. 16 overall. 13 if you include the transfer, right?
Right.
The bottom end of that class, we only signed 15 guys. The bottom end of that class are the ones that's here and playing good for us.
Right.
You got Arnaz Cooper, he was the like the least of the stars. You got Rob Morgan, Matthew McCoy, you got Jaden Harris, Isaiah Horton, Markeith Williams, and Wesley Bissain. Those are the guys who stayed and are playing for us.
Right. Everybody and then when you talk about who left, who's the major losses? Jaden Wayne, he ain't really making no noise at Washington.
Nigel Lee Kelly.
He ain't really making no noise.
Jaleel Skinner, nothing.
Nothing. He like four-string tight end.
Trevante Citizen, nothing. Kamari Rogers, nothing. And then, you know, the one other player who did something for us, but then he left and went to Georgia, Kobe Young.
And they doing nothing. Doing nothing to Georgia, and caught a case. And that's the other difference too, right? So this is the first class he brings in. And it's small. And that's been the other problem with Florida State classes. They're all small classes. You're not going to hit on 100% of the guys that you recruit and evaluate anyways, right? So you can't have no little ass 18-member class, 17-member class, and then five of them pan out. And then the other 12 are just not the caliber of player you need. You ain't got nothing to fall back on. So now you got this little class, barely any of them worth half a damn. And then the next year, you do the same thing. Another small class, not necessarily loaded with talent, and then you miss on a bunch of those guys too. So it's been repetitive. This is year five. This is year five. That's four recruiting classes. And none of them in the top 10 in four years.
I told him, I say each year that he's recruited, if you go back and look at each class he recruited, look at the players who decommit. He always lose his top three recruits.
Commits, yeah. Commits because they flip.
Each class he always loses top three. I say that's a red flag right there. Every class he's doing this, okay, I can see one here, one over there, but each year,
hey, should have shit show over there. Anyway, I don't see even like what D-Rock saying about like the Spanx lady, man. Like I keep telling people, them people ain't gonna keep throwing their money behind this shit. Eventually, y'all got to get it right, and you're just gonna have to suffer the consequences. Cause I'm giving you the money, and it's not equating to nothing, like. I'm literally going to keep giving you millions and millions of dollars and it don't do nothing. It does, like, we got worse. I gave you the buyout for Willie. And we worse. And now you coming back. Hey, man, I need one more favor. Man, if you don't get the fuck out my face. Nah, bro. Nah. You got to figure this one on your own, cousin. Yeah. And that's how everybody is. That's how I am. If you could be a generous person and look out for people. I got you, dog. I got you. But then eventually everybody draw a line. And say, nah, I can't just do that for you again this time, nephew. You got to figure out a different game plan, brother. I can't just give y'all my money. You know, tough it out. But eat some peanut butter and jelly, bro. That's all I can tell you right now.
But see, Larry, you know what? Yeah, they know what their money going to? When these niggas got Lambo trucks and they on the bye week, they in Turks and Caicos and taking vacations. That's where the money going to. So, yeah, instead of going on – instead of getting you a Lambo truck, why don't you go ahead and get you a 10-speed to get to class? You know what I'm saying? Like, look here. You don't deserve all that. But that just showing that right there, show them people. Yeah, I don't need to invest too much more money at this. If this is what my money is bringing back, right. I'm losing money investing in this program. So they're gonna have a hard time. But
I'm gonna tell you, this is what the strategy gotta be for Norvell. He got to scrap the squad. Which I don't even say is their fault. I really think it's his fault because I don't think he set the tone for recruiting, right? But for optics, he's going to have to tear down the majority of that staff. He probably need to try to hold on to Atkins and Surtain, right? Everybody else got to go. So now you can at least try to sell, all right, we're revamping everything around here. It's a new day. We turning the page. Now he got to get in a gang of recruiters because you got to fight now. You got to fight Mario and Billy if he hang around, is a better recruiter too. Now he having his own issues. We won't get into that, but he's still a better recruiter than him.
Start fighting what you call it at UCF soon because then buddy.
The USF ranked higher than them people right now. South Florida, they got to fight DeMarcus Van Dyke.
Yeah.
So you got to put some killers on the trail. They better try to get DVD.
But check this out, right? They don't even need to keep Atkins. I'm gonna tell you why. If you lose your five star tackle offensive lineman in your class, what the fuck you keeping him for? He ain't brought nothing in. The offensive line have not been good. So why are you keeping some? I mean, you know what? Yeah, go ahead and keep it for our team. Say, yeah, go ahead and keep it. Yeah, no, I totally misread that.
Recruiter. I've been told he's the best recruiter. Him or Surtain.
But I think
what is worth.
So I think Surtain is the best recruiter. But the problem is, I think obviously he's gonna stay, but they're gonna have a hard time getting rid of Odell, boy. They're gonna have a hard time getting rid of Odell.
How good is Surtain if you take away the kids he get from American Heritage?
I think as far as his coaching, I think that the DBs, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't think their DBs aren't bad.
No, he's
not
a good.
The DBs is pretty good.
I don't think he's that damn a good recruiter because he's cool, but damn, I mean, he's getting American Heritage players. Okay.
Guys, he still got a strong relationship coached him.
Yeah, let's see him land those other top guys that aren't American Heritage guys.
And then, what you got out of American Heritage that is hitting at the right clip either. That's the thing, too. Like, your evaluations have been just god-awful. It's been god-awful. I mean, I won't pick on, you know, nobody by name, but X had told us that one dude wasn't like that the whole time. Even when we wasn't getting him, you know, but he's highly rated. Oh, yeah, he the guy. I'm glad we missed. I heard Mario was still knocking on the door at last minute. And maybe he could have done better here. Who knows? Development does play a part of it. However, I'm more of an eval guy. I think it's way more important that you evaluate early on to see somebody's full potential. Because like I say, we talk about development. Well, these coaches coaching pretty much the same shit, bro. I don't know what a coach can coach over here. And a coach can coach over there. Schemes are different, but technique. I mean, what can they? It's on you. You want to eat right. You want to lift weights. You want to get in the film room. That's an individual decision. And the drills you're gonna do, they ain't doing no amazingly different drills at Florida State than they doing at Alabama. The difference is they got the talent that can develop into their full potential, and these motherfuckers don't. That shit, the covers is better. The little talent that they do have right now is probably going to just hit the portal. The young tight ends that, you know, getting a little praise, boy, it's gone. Chances are they up out of here. It's like, nah, I'm cool. I don't even know if the only other game I think they're going to win is the who that little school they playing?
Charleston Southern.
Yeah. So they'll be they Charleston record? Southern. That's it.
Yeah, what's their record? What's their record? Well, that's what I need to know.
They might pull it off too, right?
They might pull it off.
They plan to win another game besides that game.
Florida listen, they bet. Them. Yep.
It's nothing left for them.
They best trash. Bet, bro. They best bet is to let Luke Kroman hold Savannah's finest. They might well go and let Luke Kroman hold just ride the rest of the season out, man. Because Brock Glenn is not it. You got to bid yet taking your chance with Luke and see what you got. Because to be honest, he's not. He still has a lot of development to do, but what he does with his legs or he could possibly do, you know, he can make some plays, but like, I don't see, as long as Glenn is the starter, I don't think they gonna win another game, including the Charleston Southern game. I don't think they're gonna win that game either. And that's just me being honest, because a lot of these kids gonna check out. They lost to Miami. So they done really checked out. Yeah, they really checked out.
Time ago. Coming into the Miami game, the only thing they had was, oh, that's Miami. We know it's a rivalry, and we know how this game would go. You know, we're going to play against a lot of our homies. But the only thing they had, them players being checked out. I'm talking about, yeah. It's nasty over there. And then, you know, everybody's saying, change the coaching staff. Okay, so this is year five. If you got to change the coaching staff in year five, it might not be the coach staff. It might be the head coach. Like, coach is saying,
I agree.
I'm going to get a better job. I'm going to get another job. You know, I'm upping, you know, my career. But if you got to fire these coaches in year five, yeah, it's a major problem with you, coach.
Especially because it's a whole it'd be a whole overhaul, not just a one or two spot thing. But I'm just saying that's the only path to success is to just, hey, we got to scrap this because you got to get to recruit. Even this year, you're not going to be able to sell to transfers that well. Not top transfers. You'll be able. So the thing for them is, niggas in a rebuild. Year five. It's another rebuild. This is the worst team ever. Y'all told us that shit 4 years ago. Now you back to your actual worst team ever. This is crazy.
But pissed me off with that shit, Larry, with the little FSU Barstool, oh, congratulations, Mario, for beating the worst team ever. But I was like, no. You niggas weren't saying that at the beginning of the season. Y'all was screaming, we a top 10 team. Another 10, 11 wins. We got DJU. The defensive line is this. My secondary is this. These young pups going to do this. Oh, our offensive lineman. Oh, Washington, he was graded as the highest offensive lineman returning. And look what the fuck it is. So you can't give me that, oh, this is the worst team ever, after you've seen the product, when you wasn't saying that before. You
wasn't saying that before the season, right. Yeah, now it's the worst team ever. But that was not the energy coming in.
Because if it was at the beginning of the year.
Off-season champs.
Yes.
Champs. I told them that shit, too. I said, y'all took the title from us this year now. And that before one game played. I said, y'all boys that took the title. I said, y'all talking cash money, boy. Like, y'all just really going to be like that. Cam ain't going to do shit. He a turnover machine. We don't want him with them little hands. We glad we got DJU. He done beat y'all team before. Yeah, he did. I'll buy that bullshit if y'all want to.
What the hell does y'all beat the worst team in Florida State history got to do with actually being getting your ass beat on Saturday? I mean, it's a Florida State versus Miami game. If that doesn't tell you right there, it's a rivalry game. Shit, I don't know what to say.
Because
anybody tell y'all to be the worst team ever, motherfucker, y'all.
But see, X, you know, but see, X, you know what? We heard that same shit on the 4th and 14 year. The same shit that when you didn't hear nothing on the timeline, when they started out 0-4 and they was reeling, they were saying the same thing. Oh man, this is the worst team ever, this and this and this. Y'all beat us, then not a change, not a troll change. Everything done switched up. Now this year, they talking all that shit, and now look.
It's always gonna be a different aspect for them. Like they can't just sit down and say, yeah, we fought up. We sorry. You know, when they beat our ass that 7 years in, I think it was seven in a row. When they beat us 7 in a row, we were just ass. Y'all was just beating our ass. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no, oh man, y'all only beat cause Al Go. It was y'all beat us.
Yeah. And that didn't stop them from bragging. Ain't stop them from bragging. Telling us we trash. Okay, and then bragging about beating trash, which is it? Okay, fine, we'll be trash. We're gonna brag. So then when we do it, you're supposed to definitely keep that energy. You're supposed to be like, yeah, we did the same shit, dog. We just gotta live with that one. That jacket fit. I don't care what you say, it fit. It's so funny though. Like I said, they also are living in the past. That's a new shit now. I say, bro, y'all can have this jacket. It don't fit us no more. We don't outgrew this motherfucker. That's y'all. All y'all talk about now is the past. Now y'all talk about 2013 all the time.
We won the ACI, motherfucker. That's to hurt y'all even more for saying 13-0. Y'all won 7. Y'all went 13-0 to 1-7. That's to hurt you for saying that.
they did the statistics. This is the worst year turnaround in the history of college football. The worst.
Want to hear something so crazy? Michigan lost way more than they did, and guess what? Michigan ain't 1-7.
Exactly. And
no way you gonna tell me they supposed to be that bad? It's just, I'm telling you, it's your coach. It ain't the players; it's the coach.
But you gotta get the players. You get the players, he can handle it, but he can't get the players. That's just the bottom line.
But the one advantage that they have. Yeah, but the one advantage I will say Michigan has, right, is them trenches. Offensive line, defensive line, oh, they're always going to be stout. I've never seen a Michigan O-line, D-line that ever wasn't good. You know what I'm saying? But you also can't say that the talent that goes to Michigan is the better that talent that goes to Florida State because the recruiting rankings don't say that.
They say but opposite.
They're going to recruit, yep. they gonna recruit for their program. They're not recruiting because they're recruiting for their program.
Because, I mean, think about that time when Willie brought in that class ranked higher than us. It was like 23 DBs. It's like, well, yeah, it's ranked higher, but it don't meet all your needs. And all these guys can't get on the field at the same time. This is smoke and mirrors at that point. It's higher, but it doesn't fix your actual roster. And they ain't had no quarterback. And Willie stood up there and looked them people in the face and said, we have a plan. And that was – I mean, we niggas, so we know – the nigga who it's time for the class project and he ain't did his shit. That was Willie at that moment. He ain't did a bitch ass thing, but show up on the day of the group project presentation. It was like, and now I'm gonna hand it over to somebody else because I don't know what the fuck going on. And it's the same situation now. You know how I know things was that bad and that era and now the better era. All I really heard them talk about that was so much better under Norvell when they came to recruiting was organization. They would say it was much more organized. So I guess what was happening is the recruits were showing up and didn't nobody have no plan for them. They'd just be like, oh, what's up? Shit, buddy here, y'all. And just walk them around and fix shit out. And then, so they said once they got Norvell, they got organized. Well, congratulations. Y'all are now organized trash. Oh, this is the worst shit I have ever witnessed in college football. I'm serious. In college football, name me another time where you saw a team win this many games and then go to 1-7. You can't think. I'm talking about some Vanderbilt. I don't think Vanderbilt been 1-7 in my lifetime.
Yeah, I mean,
I have to go look it up, but I just doubt it. I doubt it, Duke, in all of their years of misery.
They let Colorado come and be bowl eligible before them. Like, that's You know what I'm saying? We talk about Mike Norvell, a fifth year. Nah.
3 out of 5 seasons are losing seasons, and this is historically bad. This is historically bad. And when we try to tell them, we was just hating. But I don't care what nobody tell you. The backbone of every college program is going to be high school recruiting. Then it's supplemented through the transfer portal. It's that simple. And if you're failing to recruit at any type of decent level, you're not going to compete in this market. You may think you was because they had that one class that they brought in, a portal of players. Difference was, though, those are proven players. Guys that had production at the college level that, yes, you could plug and play. Then you went this year and you got a bunch of guys who was ranked high that y'all used to recruit but hadn't done anything. That's the difference. And you see the difference, how it's falling off a cliff. And on top of that, you got guys that they don't have the right attitude either. Remember, they was running with Norvell. Then I remember the dude Clay Fink. He wanted a 247 report. He keep it real. He said, "Man, ain't half the people running that used to be running with Norvell. So they won't even do the little fun shit with the coach no more." That's how much they done quit on. You got Jaylen Brown arguing with coach on the sideline, and you can't catch a cold. You know, this is the culture that's in that building now. People told me culture wasn't nothing when I told them that's what Mario was doing. Oh, culture, bro. You got to have the appropriate culture, man. You got to be able to look them players in the face and tell them to get the fuck out your face, like we did Najee Kelly. He say, "I want some more bread." Najee, with all due respect, young man, you can get the fuck out my face. Not doing it. What Florida State do? Let a guy transfer out, make his demands all in public, go into the portal. Then he going, "I need money." All right, give him the money, he coming back. And how many players do this? You had 3 or 4 guys do this that put you out there in the public eye. It started with Willie. Remember Willie? They talking shit on social media. "Hey, man, you know, fuck this team," basically. This is what they going. And then and that same shit carried over. So now they're not saying fuck this team, but they saying fuck this team. They saying, "Look here, bro. Show me the money, or I'm up out of here." And I'm telling everybody, try that in mind. It's not going to work for you. It's just not going to work.
Kobe Young asked for more money. Guess what? They were like, "Man, you can get that off."
Exactly. You can hit the bricks, brother. And how did that work out for them guys? It didn't go better. It didn't get better for them. So, again, it's a culture that you must. He should have told them fellas that went out there and showed their ass instead of keeping it behind closed doors. "Hey, man, y'all have a nice life, man. Y'all go ahead and do y'all thing. I'm going to lose without you before I lose with you." You brought him back to lose with him. Yeah. "You ain't even helping me win.
You let one go. He went to another team and then came back. Like, what?"
No, sir. No, sir. We can't have that. That's something I like that even Rick did when he was the coach, and a lot of people didn't like it that he didn't go double back on the wide receiver that ended up going to UF. Big dude. He's a 5-star.
You talk about the red dude, Graham.
Yeah. What's his name?
Is it Graham?
Is it Graham? I can't remember. I'm drawing a blank. But he was a big outside wide receiver, 6'4", 6'5", some shit like that. Committed to Ohio State, went out there, and then I think he had something like an illness with his mother, so he wanted to get back closer to home.
Trayvon Grimes.
That's what it was, Grimes, yeah. Yeah, I like that stance. "Nah, brother, we gave you an opportunity to come in." "Oh, man, come on, coach. Hey, I'm trying to set a culture of a standard of how we're going to do business around here. I can't negotiate with terrorists." I say that shit all the time, jokingly, but I mean that really in my personal life, too. You're not going to, "Hey, look, I gave you every opportunity to be a part of this team. You told me to kiss your ass. Cool. Now I got to tell you the same thing. Oh, it's different now." Yeah, it's different. "Now I don't want you here." They don't have anything going right at Florida State University right now as it pertains to that football program. There's not one single thing going right.
It's more than just the football program. It's the dumbass school. How the fuck do you have a construction during the football season? You dumb I don't even know what to call it.
They ain't dumb. They smart. They knew what was coming. Somebody knew. Hey man, go ahead and start. Cause you don't do this. Like I was telling somebody, I said somebody knew this shit because who in the flying fuck says let's do renovations during the football season? You got 6 months of no football or better. You telling me this is the time? Somebody knew something. Somebody was at that practice and said, hey man, go ahead and start fixing this shit up. Ain't no need to wait. They not coming. Me and X is at the game. Let's pivot and get into the game. I'm going to leave all that shit. Fuck it. That's good commentary. Me and X is at the game. Got to hang out for a little bit. Appreciate you, homie. It was a nice little setup you had. That was cool, man. I appreciate that. X handed out dicks.
Hey, I seen the video. I was like, oh, boy. They was wilding.
Bro. No, the funny shit, D-Rod, what you missed was once they started coming in, bro, it was like a choo-choo train. The motherfucker leave, come back with some more. Leave, come back with some more. I said, what the hell? They just in and out, man. It was fun, though. I appreciated the energy, man. The young chick was just having a good time, man. Just showing out, enjoying life.
Having some fun, man. Hey, I'm going to tell you, it's so crazy because earlier I was walking around with the bag and couple of the black girls, they're like, what's that you got in the bag? I'm like, man, these shots. And I pulled out the bag. They're like, oh, no, I can't do it. I'm like, man, I'm not forcing y'all to do nothing. But when I got back to where I was at, here go the college girls. They're like, hey.
Yes, sir.
They start.
They going crazy.
I seen, I was like, hey, boy, good God, man. Look here.
He said, see, I know. That's why these little Spanish women win it. They ain't front. You know, grab the dicks and went and got the homies. Hey, it's dicks over here. Y'all black ones. Come get you one.
It was happy.
That shit was funny, man. It was a vibe, though. It was definitely a vibe. Good time out there, man.
Cause I was thinking like shit when I went to ask them shit at, when it was the Alabama Miami game, I was like, man, they ain't even wild out like that. Granted, they was wilding, but they weren't wilding like that though.
Bro, I heard the funniest shit was one of them came back around. Go ahead, my bad.
Man, but home games, look, it's home games. We get it in. Listen, man, I had the strippers just waiting, but I had a little issue with my DJ, man, so I couldn't let the strippers get loose, but it's cool.
Yeah, they said, I mean, for those who haven't been to a Miami tailgate, I think that was my third or fourth one. The vibes outside is a lot of reasons why people don't go inside as much. It's really a vibe out there. Like, if you ever went to the Georgia-Florida game, it's like that, like, but that's every week in Miami, you know. The best part a lot of times is in the parking lot. And you go to Georgia, Florida, the tailgating is honestly better than going inside the game. Because, especially if you ain't got no good seats, everybody, it's so many TVs out there, man. People vibing, everybody having a good time, bro. If you got your six pack, you can pull up damn near anywhere and pull up and watch the game and vibe and kick it with fans. So it's a lot of that same energy at the Miami tailgates. And then which make the Miami tailgates more alive too is, you're going to see, especially a week like this, you're going to see the guys come through. You're going to see, you know, all the star players you grew up watching is out there chilling. They out there sitting down. Clinton Porters, Edgerrin James, Brian McKinney.
They were all to me, man.
Yeah, everybody was stepping through there.
They were literally right next to me. And I'm like, I'm going back and forth. I'm trying to get some of their food. They trying to get some of my food. And we all vibing and. Hey, that was a vibe, man. It was a vibe. Like I be telling people, man, listen, tailgates, like Larry, I just said, tailgate probably be the best part of the game, man. Shit,
I wish I could get off again work this week. I'm trying to plot up something to take my ass up this Saturday, especially since it's an early game and I can come back to work Sunday. I'm gonna see if I can pull the string with my manager. Like, shit, let me do one more flex day, cuz if you let me do it, I'm sliding. I'm finna come up here. But yeah, even in that, right? So, you know, it's a vibe. You got all these stars coming through, but you know who wasn't there? I ain't see too much maroon, man. I ain't see too much garnet and gold, man. They did not show up
this year. They ain't show up, which is crazy because a lot of them was hitting me up like, yeah, we gonna come. I'm like, man, you know, hey, I don't hate y'all. vibe, but they just ain't come. I'm like, okay, well, we gonna do our
shout out. Coleman was out there. Coleman came through. Homie came through. He cool. And my section, I was in the end zone. I think I was in the east end zone, I think, technically. I was like all the way in the top row of the east end zone on the bottom level, on the 100 level. It was one row behind me. So I was sitting right there on the end. And so when the game started, the Miami was coming towards me. I think that's the east end zone. And it was like one.
You was in the east.
Yeah, next to the Florida State band. That's the only Florida State Seminoles I seen. And it was one dude in my section. I seen Ricky terrorizing the other dude all the way down in the west end zone. and that dude, he came in there. It was him and his girl. You know, hey, he tried to keep the energy as good as he could. Wasn't nobody giving him shit. You know, he was trying to have fun, throwing the U down, this, that, and the other. And then eventually in the fourth quarter, he's like, all right, I'm going, man. Y'all be blessed. And I wasn't feeling good. So I actually, me and him kind of walked up out of there at the same time. So I actually missed like the garbage time touchdown they got and the Martinez touchdown towards the very end. I heard it walking in my car. I heard the crowd roar, and then I checked my phone. I was like, God damn it. But I knew it was kind of going to go that way, but I just wasn't feeling good, so I was trying to get up out of there. But that's more testament to what's going on in the program, man. They're not showing up to their own games. And if you've been to that game before, that crowd tends to be, shit, I'd say damn near 35, 40% knows, maybe 50 on a good year, just depending on how well they're doing.
Yeah, because it's a lot of no's in South Florida. So
right, yeah,
you're right. Even the year when they blew us out, I'll say they was like 40% in the stadium, and then you know the rest was us. But this year it was like, man, probably 90-something% us and maybe
sea of orange. Yeah, y'all say I posted on the 26th, man. That shit was packed out. That was from the beginning. I only saw a little bit of holes, like at the very, very tip top. Like I said, and it was sold out. That's what y'all understand. A lot of people might buy the ticket, end up vibing at the tailgate so much, pull up on the right TV, and be like, shit, man, I'm good right here. I ain't finna go in there and pay for no liquor right here, TV right here. Crowd full. They don't need me.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever got the chance to walk around the stadium. It's so much that's going on outside. Well, when you're not in your seats, they literally got bars all over the damn stadium.
Right, yeah.
Niggas, TV, it's almost like I'm walking into a sports bar. Why I'm finna go sit out in the seat with a whole bunch of people screaming? I'm stay right here, get drunk, food, and
have a comfortable seat, have some better food. You know, it's depending on the cut. Like I tell people when I go to games and I sit in that crowd, I do it for my team because I try to do my little job as a fan, and create some crowd noise. Outside of that, I shit ain't comfortable. As comfortable as it is to sit on your couch or to sit at a bar, it's just not. Shit, I'm barely 6 foot. My knees touching the damn cup holder in the seat in front of me. Like, it's not the most comfortable experience. And that's in any stadium. Like, I done been to North Carolina's. North Carolina got the same kind of seating, like a state, like a pro seating, where it's all individual seats and all that. But I mean, you know, it's some more cramped and stuff. So it just depends on your level of confidence, how you want to just catch the game. But like I said, they didn't show up, and I guess you know they already knew what the ass whoop it was. But I just don't want to hear you know these jokes is already good. God, they beat to death, man. These attendance jokes, y'all got to that's over with. Stop. You don't show up to your own game no more. They renovated because they knew y'all wasn't coming. Somebody knew. You would never do this otherwise. Yeah, they said this point. Shit ain't going to go good, bro. Go ahead and let's go ahead and start making the renovation. We'll shut half the seats down. And then so they pull up in light numbers and the ass whooping just commenced right out the gate, honestly.
Hey, for y'all who was at the game, how many Florida State fans like round about do y'all feel?
We were just talking about it. We don't think shit. It was.
I don't see none on a TV.
You couldn't know. Because you weren't going to see five together. Yeah, I don't think they made up 5% of the crowd.
That's insane.
I'm being 100%, like no exaggeration. I was in that end zone. There was one guy and his girlfriend that was Florida State fans. I did not see any, and I'm on the back row of the bottom of the bottom level, so I could see everything in front of me. I'm on row 31, I think, and it was 32 or something like that. There's nothing. There was nobody in front of me except that one dude. So they know what it is, man. Them people can sit here and talk all that shit on social media, but they know exactly what's actually going on out here. And it's bad. They down bad, shooting bad. And it started out the game right out the gate. You know, we kind of got out there, walked the field, did our thing.
That was a literal walk down the field.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you know, the game in summation – like, it wasn't an exciting game by any stretch of the imagination. It kind of played out the way people said that Mario wanted to play games. Kind of like a boring style, cloud of dust and, you know, just grinding out to get yards, 5 yards at a time, 4 yards at a time on the ground. It was more that kind of style of game, but we rush more effectively than that, and the running game is really starting to get itself turned in the right direction. Shout out to Mark Fletcher Jr., man. He, everybody know about Nye, lost his pops, and he, you know, got the first touchdown of the game. I thought that was a dope moment. He took that moment to, you know, point up to the sky to his father. I thought that was a nice moment. Got me choked up for a second back there in the end zone. But it was, you know, it was a beautiful thing to see at the same time. To kind of get things going, and then they got the ball. Sputtered around for a little bit. They didn't put nothing together. Like, we don't really need to get to quarter by quarter breakdown. They got that one lucky play where he came out of the pile. Yeah. And even I just watched it on TV before we got on here. Because, you know, obviously it's different watching it there versus TV. And the announcer said, we think he was down, which is what I said in the stadium. I said, they must have thought he was down. And they kind of looked up like, oh, shit. And he snuck out the backside of it and ran off, broke off a good run. D-Rod said, I think there is some future with Cromin Hawk.
No, he's going to stick around. He's going to be
pretty good. Yeah, he get comfortable in the pocket. Get him a little time back there too. He don't have a lot of protection, but have legs. Yeah, he needs some weapons. He need everything.
Yeah,
basically. But he's got some tools.
They gonna leave him out there to die, as what it's looking like right now. The man running for his life, all that, like, ain't got no time to even check off nothing, man. Bad.
Yeah.
It's great. It's funny because, you know, now they say, oh yeah, well, we shut down camp. Just shut up before y'all even say that. You did what? I mean, we won by 22 points. What the fuck you mean I shut down who?
Man, they played that shit safe, man. Like, we know. And I like what Dawson did, right? Take what they give you.
22, D-Rob. It like, whatever they did, it didn't work. They lost by 22. I mean, okay.
No, what I'm saying, to be honest, that shit, bro, X, that shit should have been in the 50s, man. That second quarter, and I'm going to tell you, in the second quarter, I'm going to tell you two things that kind of pissed me off there, Mario. Granted, with all the good shit, I mean, I know we're going to talk about more, right? But the two things that kind of pissed me off, right? Well, the one thing, he ain't had no control over that second quarter, right? They had the ball for like the first 9 minutes, you know what I'm saying, with Cromin Hawk. So they basically took two drives away from us in that second quarter, right? So that was good on them. But the second part is, like, all them fucking field goals, right? We should have – it's 4th-and-2. Go for it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're pushing that shit in.
Bro, we only had 8 possessions the whole game and 4 in the first half. So, like, what if you go for it on the 4th-and-2?
No, that was in the second half. That was in the third quarter that time because we was, 20-7? We was up 20-7, and it was, 4th-and-2?
Yeah, I thought we only had 8 drives, like, the whole game.
I think that is right. I believe you're right, Mee. I think we only had 8 drives.
Yeah, we only had 8 drives, and we averaged 12. See, that second quarter is what really killed it, because like we should have had another at least two, maybe 3 drives in that second quarter. That would have put us almost like at our average. Hey, Ron, but they helped them.
What I think happened is, bro, in my opinion, after that first drive, how like Larry said, we literally walked the ball down the field for 7 scored. I think they moved that a little too high. And like Dawson said, kept everything underneath. So therefore, you're gonna have to like grind out yards. Like you ain't really gonna hit nothing too deep. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna take time off the clock. That's gonna keep a team from getting beat 50-10 instead of what the score was.
Well, and I think the point D-Rod make it too. I think he was getting to. I'll make it if he wasn't. Is it was kind of funny to me because we just kept it vanilla for Florida State. Like it was very much like, nah, we ain't doing nothing. We didn't even test the edges in the run game, right? Which, because everybody said that's what we should do this game because the defensive ends are weak against the run. But nah, we stuck to the game we've been running all year, which essentially was up the gut. We're just pushing the middle open, getting some, you know, and I like that because they've stuck to it so much. So it was good to see it finally pay some dividends, especially against a good defensive line. Because I'm a give Florida State that they do have a good defense. There's no depth there, but like their starting D line has come together to be solid. The tackles are good. The ends are so-so. You know, they're good pass rushers, but not great against the run. So I mean, that's a huge deficiency if you're using them as every down defensive ends, excuse me. Linebacker core improved quite a bit from the beginning of the year because they was absolute shit at the beginning of the year. They did get a lot better in that regard. And the secondary's been pretty solid. You know, that's been their hallmark really for several years. So I think the plan was executed exactly how they wanted to keep it simple and plain. We ain't pulling out no tricks. This is not a team that should beat us by any stretch of imagination, rivalry or not. And we're just going to beat them in an ugly fashion of just play after play. We're just going to bully you down this field and get what we want, which didn't make for the most sexy game. And then their style of defense, they definitely took the time to bracket X. I thought we should have probably tried to use the tight ends a little bit more in this game than we did. But I mean, I can't call it as far as what they felt like the game plan should be. I'm just saying what I saw as a fan.
Fans wanted that 52-10, like
fucking right.
Yeah, they wanted the 52-10.
I think Mario did too, but he just wasn't going to do it. We're just going to do it in the most simple way possible. I mean, we did get the quarterback reception. Yeah, that's about as fancy as we was willing to get for the entire. And that was at the very end of the game, when the game was already out of reach. I was about as fancy as they was willing to get. So it made for a boring game in that respect, but it was a game that Florida State was never in. And they probably shouldn't have. I mean, you give them credit for the 7 at the end, but that was against our backups. And the 7 at the beginning was basically off of one fluke play. Other than that, we bottled them up fairly well on our defense as well. So
I'm being petty. I hated that last 7, though, they got.
Oh, yeah, of course. I do, too. I mean, we still covered the spread, though.
Yeah.
So I'll take that. At least we did covers for all the betters. That was the biggest thing to me at that point. We was able to hold that off.
It's so funny, man. You know, I had some fun Saturday. I took the 21. I didn't even know I won that until the next day. You know, the next day I'm looking on the app. I'm like, man, I'm gonna put in some money for the game, and I'm looking at this saying, oh boy, your account got $400, and I'm like, oh shit, I won. I'm like, okay, which one I won? Oh, I forgot I did bet with the Miami in the Seminole.
Hell yeah. The money was to be made. If you didn't bet that 20 and a half, you'd have been a fool anyway. I y'all the ones especially got me hyped for a 40-point whooping. and all honesty, I think if we really wanted to, we could have. I will, like I said, I will give them credit, though. They do got some good defensive backs, which, you know, makes the passing game more difficult. They run a lot of man stuff. and these guys are and they run a lot of two deep safety, which helps them from getting beat over the top as much. You know, I won't take nothing away from them in that regard, but they're not a turnover team either. They don't produce a lot of turnovers.
And that's what he wanted to say, well, we'll just beat y'all off of what we got. We're not going to do nothing special, but we're not going to allow y'all to take the ball from us either. You know what I'm saying? So, Cam, get rid of it, stuff like that. We'll run the ball. They can't stop the run. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And for those of y'all who's complaining about Martinez, now I bet y'all licking y'all chops about Martinez. You see him in the fourth quarter. Y'all like in the fourth quarter, don't nobody want to tackle that man in the fourth quarter.
No, because you just dealt with, I mean, and that's the thing, like, it didn't matter, you know, he's not starting now. He ain't started last. I mean, well, it didn't really matter, even when it was him and, you know, when he was starting and Fletcher was coming off the bench. The splits was, you know, Martinez had a slight edge. I think now it's just going to lean back to just a little more even all the way down the middle. So if we run it, you know, 37 times in the game, they probably each get 15, and then you probably give A.J. Allen, you know, 7 or 5 or somewhere like that, and maybe Lyle 2, just depending on how the game's playing out towards the end. But this was a game where nothing was competitive. And what I urge fans, too, it was nothing competitive from our opponent. And they still gave everything they had. I want people to think about this, too. And it's really important when you talk about college football. You have to look at the landscape and see what's going on. There's upsets happening every week. These guys are losing every week. Or they're struggling with teams that, they're supposed to just whoop. Ohio State, I believe they were 20-point favorites against Nebraska. They won by 3. Texas had to go to overtime to beat Vanderbilt by 3. Like, you can see
Ohio State should have lost that damn game, too.
I didn't get to see none of it, but I did hear somebody tell me that, too. Duke and SMU, the overtime, they won by a point.
If Manny Diaz, dumbass, I'm glad we play his ass. Let's talk about. I'm ready to talk about this fucking QB.
Okay, hold on. Let me land this point real quick, and we'll get over there. Kansas lost to Kansas State by 2. Like, these are some tough, hard-fought games, and you worried about style points and media hype type stuff. I'm telling you, it ain't the thing to do. You need to just worry about winning these games, bro. These games are coming down to the wire.
We cover every game except one, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay. Yeah, the only game we didn't cover Cal. We didn't cover the Cal game. Or California game.
Who's favorite in both of those? What was the Vitek?
No, I think
we didn't cover the Vitek and Cal game.
Yeah, Cal. Okay, that's what I would have figured.
Yeah, we didn't cover the spread. Okay.
Go ahead, though. It's, you about to say looking to Duke? What you was about to say about Manny or whatever to Duke?
Okay, so Duke playing SMU. Manny D, this guy, he continued to show me that he's just not mature enough to be a head coach.
Bro, you seen that crazy shit, bro?
He did it with us. You get down there and then you want to stall the ball instead of if you could go ahead and score. Get the fucking 7 points. Stop with this. Oh, well, we're going to, you know, if they stop us, we can kick a field goal. Man, get the fucking touchdown. Stop this. I don't care. He not my coach no more, but that's why I couldn't stand it. Like, why the fuck you settling for 3 points when you could get a touchdown?
Man, he was overthinking himself, bro. Like, it was.
Bro, you know what killed me? Bro, they forced 6 SMU turnovers and ain't get shit from it.
That's crazy.
6. You let this Miami team force 6 turnovers and watch what the fuck happened.
I'll tell you, so we'll get into Duke, right? And we know Manny because obviously he was our DC and our head coach for a short time. You know, he moved on because we moved him on. For the Miami fans that miss him, get over it. Well, you get to see him this week. Come and holler at your boy. He'll be the one with the sour face, looking real salty. You know, but he's going to live and die by who he is, right? So look what they did at Duke. They forced the turnovers. They are at the top of the country for tackles for loss, something he did with us as well. So I give him credit for that. But the problem is that also bites you in the ass. So it means, you know, Manny's going to have an aggressive style. So that more of a blowout whooping that you think we should have gave Florida State, I think this Duke game could very easily go that way. Because if you try to send all that heat at us, I think, A, the run game is coming together. And it's the time of the year for it. You know, we still ain't been playing Lyle a lot either, right? So if we really start adding him another big body back into the rotation down the stretch, you're going to see. I'm going to commend the team on that as well and the strength conditioning staff. I think we look better than teams in the fourth in general so far this year. It's why we've been able to make the comeback at Cal and make the comeback at Vitek and sustain this stuff and hold teams off. I think that Manny's attacking style is probably going to bite him in the ass some in this game. Now, granted, criticisms from the last game that I had, I thought at times our O-line didn't hold up as well as they should have. We know Cam can hold the ball a little bit long sometimes, but there were a couple of opportunities that he didn't have an opportunity.
He ain't had
some of that was scheming. Some of that was scheming. I'm going to give him some of that, like the one with sack where they got him with Miley Noah just ended up getting, you know, split because he had Jones on one side. And I forget who was coming on the inside. It might have been Jackson. But it just put him in a bad position. So, you know, he's going to get sacked some in this game. You're going to have to live with that. The biggest thing is how much larger is he losing and if he maintain control of the football. Which hasn't been a problem. He hadn't been fumbling the ball this year. But I think that's something we still got to continue to improve upon. The pass protection at times of me could be a little bit spotty. The run blocking is getting better. And I think it's positioning us for a good late season run. I think we're going to be able to run the ball against them fairly well. And pass. I honestly think you're gonna see another 500 yard type offensive day.
Because for one, man, I ain't gonna lie, they offense is fucking bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
So we gonna have the ball a lot, man, because they offense is bad.
I will say this though, their Star Thomas, their running back, he's a decent running back. I think not saying that he's all gonna go crazy, but I think they have a decent running game. The passing game is just sucked. It's just non-existent. But I do think that I do think Star Thomas is actually a pretty good running back. Let me try to pull up his stats because I'm pretty sure he's not that bad.
And that's the thing. Unless Malik Murphy becomes a runner that a lot of people thought he would, that's going to kind of humble. Like, their best shot to probably try to beat us is Malik Murphy using his legs. But he really don't.
Yeah, but he won't.
He don't really run, though.
Yeah, was less than 70 yards rushing for the season. Yeah, so he hasn't been a running quarterback.
Exactly. If they want to beat us, he's going to need to be a running quarterback.
Yeah. If I'm guilty, man, I'm gonna let my four D lineman go after him because he can't throw the ball. He's horrible. He looked like goddamn Tate Martell throwing that football, and I'm like shit.
Ghost of Tate Martell has visited the show again. I be wondering what Tate up to, bro. I wish I could talk to him. Just get him on the show. That'd be fun.
So the Duke running back has 681 rushing yards, 4.5 yards of carry, and 5 touchdowns on the year so far. It's solid. It's pretty solid for him, but you know, huh?
How many carries he got?
He got 151.
So about 4.5, they said. I mean, he's solid. That's nothing. It's not, you know.
Eight games, so he averaging damn near 20 carries a game. Yes, yeah, so averaging almost 20 carries a game.
This is the thing too. This is another Manny hallmark is the close games, the coulda ones. He did that to us the whole time. Al Golden did the same thing, except for when Clemson beat his ass out of town, we will always be right there. That's something that I think is so funny when I see a lot of fans revisionist history of like the Al Golden era. I'm like, no, we ain't get our ass whooped under Al. We did a lot of bend on break defense, and it would just keep us right there, and then we lose by 3 points, 4 points, a touchdown. Like, it was always that pretty much, except for, you know, like I said, the one that sent them home for the last time. So Manny was good for that too with us, with that close game shit where you like, damn, we was only a score away. You know, they talked about it every year. The next year, you know, Miami lost all those games by average of 4 points. Well, guess what? We still fucking lost them. And the other thing Manny good for too is a statistical ass whooping nightmare. And I think it's time. I believe we gonna go out there and give Manny a good old fashioned statistical ass whooping, where we just go crazy offensively. We might hit him for 600 yards, man. Something crazy.
Yeah, because like I said, I was just looking at the stats. Our defense has gotten 26 sacks. Their defense has gotten 24. So I'm not saying it's going to be a dog fight. Yeah, I don't think it is. I think we're going to blow them out, but it's just something just to look at. Like, okay, they get pressure on their quarterback, obviously, but we know because he's a heavy blitz. They're a heavy blitz team.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just a few things. I'm not totally counting him out like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's not no major concern, but I'm just not going to overlook because, for one, you know what I'm saying? Like I tweeted out, like, he with the, oh, I've moved on and I'm at peace, I've moved on. No, you haven't. You haven't moved on. You still talked to you. You got fired on your day off. We held you as long as you need to be. You still wish you was the Miami coach. You still wish you had that job. So I don't want to hear that coach speak. We know in the locker room, if you win this game in the locker room, you're going to be lighting up cigars. People are going to be talking. You're going to doing all that. So I don't want to hear that. So I don't want to take him lightly.
You heard the shade he tried to throw. Yeah, man, you know, the program, he basically saying they spend the money now and they're doing things that they did when I wasn't there. I'm like, shut the fuck up. They wasn't going to give you the money because, for one, you was a first-time coach who didn't know what the fuck he was doing. You had somebody holding your hand telling you what to do. So, fuck it. I don't care. You getting your ass kicked this Saturday. Motherfucker, you don't even speak Spanish, so we want to beat you for that. We want to beat you because, yeah, you just got to get your ass kicked this Saturday, man. Ain't no mercy.
No, I just think it's, I think he do. Like, and this the team that could do it. And I think this the team that's going to get the, I think this is a game that's going to reignite the fan base excitement. I think we're happy but cautious. Man, I had people around me talking about, punt the ball. I'm like, punt the ball, nigga. 2 yards, you crazy. We finna get two. I don't be worried about it. I said, boy, these people got PTSD like a motherfucker. The one dude, when we kicked the field goal, he couldn't look at the field goal. I'm like, you can't look at Andy Borgalis kick. You like, man, shit. I don't worry about none of that no more. I ain't worried about no field goals, and I ain't worrying about no short yardage situations. Like, I'm super confident. I'd be mad when we do
one. Have we got stopped on like a 4th-and-1, 4th-and-2 yet?
I don't know. I know our percentage is probably in 100, but it's high.
I think one. I think it was the Arroyo. Yeah, that was the only one.
But yeah, barring that, right?
That was just a fucking good play. Like, that the DB came and he just made a fucking, like, that was,
yeah, he made, yeah, he made a great play. Yeah, he made a great play.
That was just a great play.
Yeah, I mean, it's simple as when you look at these teams on paper, yeah, Duke gonna do what they do defensively, but they just aren't as talented. They don't have a quarterback. The wide receiver's not like that. Okay, you got a decent running back. I don't know about the O-line this year. I know D-line's pretty good. You know, it's pretty solid, but it's just a talent thing and a depth thing. His aggression always is always a game in the year where Manny aggression bite him in the ass. Yeah. That's just the bottom line. And we know you can run the counter on him. So this might be the counter game right here. That's why I don't think we ran a lot of it against Florida State, because it was just like, nah, just we saving the counter game for Duke. That's Manny going to come real aggressive. Say again.
I thought Likens would have did it because he know him so well.
Yeah. Who was out there. Back last weekend, real fast. I like that little exchange between Daryl Jackson and Cam.
Oh, Cam, yeah.
Yeah, I like that little exchange right there. I wish I could hear what Cam said because he's so cool with it. Like, he talks shit, but he's so chill with it. So I know after, like, the sack, he probably would talk. He's like, Cam probably like, bitch, y'all 1-7.
Yeah, hey, no, Larry, did you see on the first touchdown where Cam, he pointed and showed him where they was running? I don't know if anybody saw that, but if you go back and look at the first, if you go back and look at the first touchdown we scored, he leaned over and he pointed like where they was running at, and Mark Fletcher went straight to that. That's he did the same shit again.
I think the second touchdown when Martinez scored, Arnaz Cooper did that. Arnaz Cooper was like he you know, he was holding his hands up. He's like, oh yeah, we running right here to the end zone, and then next
that shit. But you know you're gonna do it though.
Well, we like you said, we've been good in the short yardage game. So, yeah, I just don't think Duke going to have the firepower if it gets to that. They're going to give us more opportunities, I think, just because of the fact that they're riskier defense altogether. And I think you're going to see a pretty lopsided victory here. I think we get in out of there, man, something like, 45-13, 16, something like that.
Officers good at all. I'm talking about they officers bad. They on some FSU level type offense type stuff. Obviously, they running game is better, but yeah, that shit is bad over there, man.
I watched them one game. What game was I watching? Oh, FSU. I did actually get to watch one game with them.
Man, he is bad at throwing that football. I'm like, I never seen a quarterback that big to be that bad at throwing the football. And it's like, goddamn, you can't throw a simple out. You can't throw a simple slant. But granted, one thing I'm going to say, and I don't even want to say this, but he just seemed like motherfucker come play against Miami. They turned into Joe Montana.
Yeah. This their time to shine. They going to give us their best effort. But if I know Manny Diaz, he got a total embarrassing game coming. Why not us? Why not now?
Hey, look.
Yeah, I think they're gonna be focused, man.
Mario taking the game real serious, man, because Mario hated. And you could hear it every time he talks about it. He hate the fact of how Manny Diaz had treated this university. He hated it. Mario, he's taking this shit personal because he hate how Manny Diaz treated the university, man.
Hope he can personally stump his ass out. I just don't see an avenue really for them to win this game. I think we win in convincing fashion. And like I say, kind of excite things going down the stretch as we get down to those last couple of games. I think those games will actually be the more challenging ones. I think Tech might be, scary in its own ways, even though we should win that one. Syracuse, same thing. We should win that one. But we got to go to them as well. But this game should be, I think, business as usual. I think the narratives would be kind of hyped up at the beginning. Oh, is Manny back for his old school and the revenge on their mind? And yeah, blah, blah, blah.
For the game.
He tried that shit against Mac, and Mac spanked his ass every time. Mac pat him on top of the head. So that mindset ain't going to get you shit.
Hey, look, Manny. Look, motherfucker.
So I anticipate, like I said, a sound.
Manny try to walk away, and Mac Brown be like grabbing his arm, like, no, son.
Yeah.
He got his ass, little boy. Got his ass, little boy, all them years.
You gonna talk to me? Now, don't you do me like that. Yeah,
he averaged he got
North Carolina ran up and down us like a damn track meet.
Hey, but you see, he got Mac Brown back this year though. When he beat him, you see, he did the same thing. He got his get back on. He got his get back on Mac. I give him that. Oh yeah, he little boy. He little boy Mac Brown too, man. I got to see if he little boy Mac Brown too. He did the same thing. Pulled his arm in, and you know what I'm saying. We're trying to talk to him. You got to do the same thing. And I say, boy, hey, Manny, hell, boy, I like that. I did like that moment from him. I did like that moment.
You did me like that, made me famous like that. All right, I'm gonna get that bit when I beat him. Watch this. Anyways, y'all boys gonna give a score prediction? We get up out of here.
Oh man. man, score prediction. You, what you had said, like 45, 47?
I had it 45-16.
42-17.
48. I'm going to say 48-6. They might kick two field goals, maybe.
I got 42-17.
Okay.
Dude, I got,
oh, actually, y'all want
to. I got.
Good. My bad.
I got 45-10.
No doubt. Let's hit a few little recruiting points too, real quick, before we get out of here. We got Malachi Toney recommitted to the class.
Told y'all, Kane fans, relax, man. He coming back, man. Y'all get mad because the kid, you know, hey, this the type of game we in right now, man. Miami got to do their job, and the kids got to do their job.
Yeah, a little business had to get handled. A little straightening. Wasn't no big deal.
Wanted a boy, too.
Yeah. I was glad to see that happen. You know, we need some wide receivers in this class as well. So we did, you know, re-secure his commitment. The TK Mew was dropped. He just announced, you know, they split ways today. He was, and I think with Mew, he was just a kid they identified some potential in. And the senior film just didn't go the way they wanted to. And that's going to happen every year. That you got, that's a part of evaluating early, taking a shot, and then going, all right, this ain't quite, you ain't going on the trajectory we had hoped for. So, you know, parted ways there.
We did get Camden Portis, Clint Portis' son. For 26 though. 26 cornerback.
Four-star cornerback.
Boy, he looked just like Pops. Yeah, why are you seeing the little videos of him? I thought that was Clint. I said, he like slimmed up. Hey. Yeah, look, just like Pops. And a lot of people don't know CP played safety.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Safety. A corner. Remember, because Florida recruited him as a corner.
I thought it was safety. Okay, I'm tripping.
Now,
okay.
Florida recruited him as a corner, and Miami recruited him as a running back. And
that's Miami was the only school. Yep.
Telling the son, I was like, damn, you know, a lot of schools wanted your old boy to play corner in college, but you know, Miami said we can play running back. I said, you don't think you can play running back? He's like, nah, man, I want to play D. I'm like, okay.
We good in the running back room. We got to get these DBs going, man. We got to get elite in that room. So I hope you like that, man. So, yeah, good addition to the 2026 class. The visits was crazy. I think it was like over 150.
They said it was the most
at the game.
It was too many, man. It was so many. Like, I just like, man, listen, I'm not. I was having me so much fun. I'm telling the fans, like, listen, I'm not asking all these kids these questions. Let me have some goddamn fun.
It's time for that later. Pickett didn't make it, but you know, I hear some homecoming stuff with that, so no need to get super alarmed with that.
When Mario hit the table talking about everybody's trajectory.
See what it is, man.
And then you got Dan Larry on. They was trying to say Solomon Thomas wasn't coming, and he was in the stands. Yeah. So, he was in there.
I told y'all, like, so, it wasn't known that he was coming. He was coming regardless, but it just wasn't supposed to be publicly known.
Yeah, so, a couple of guys, I think the Hayden Lowe kid didn't make it out. He was a guy
he didn't come. They trying to get him down this week. Probably it's not going to happen. The last chance would be Wake Forest. They're actually trying to get him. I don't want to get this kid name wrong, but I think it's Jakeem Stewart.
Oh, you're talking about that boy. He just reclassified to 25.
Yeah, to 25. He was the number one player in 2026, but he reclassified to 25 now.
Okay.
Trying to get him to come down.
Jaquez Carter, I think that's a flip in the making.
Yeah, Jaquez Carter. He loved, listen, man, those kids were having them a damn good time. They loved it. We actually had maybe five potential flips at the stadium. One being the Gator commit. I'm gonna put that out there because you know I hate them boys, but yeah, it's finished.
Brunell Brown.
No, I'm talking about the cornerback.
Oh, corner. Oh, okay, okay.
You just talk about defensive side. We got to get them DBs now.
Yeah. Vernell's out there too, right?
Yeah, we get this one, man. That this one will be good. Very impressive for the style because he could come in to be a day one guy.
Vernell Brown did show, correct?
Yeah, he's look, I'm not going to believe.
Oh, I didn't even know he was there.
I'm not going to believe he until he
till you do it, yeah. I got a person that's like close to the family type situation. They've been showing me the whole time, and ain't no way. I like, well, I hear you, but at the same time, the people also got to deal with facing reality sometimes too. Like, hey man, yeah. I ain't gonna keep forcing this shit on me, bro. Like that was his life. Shit, he did it. I mean, can I have mine? You know, I've never been for that anyways. I never like that. Like, just, oh, you got to do this because we, no, I hope you do, you know, because, but just like, this is the thing. You had guys that would not walk their players in the Miami program. Somebody was famous this week. They made memes of them. I never seen somebody get memes so many times, so many different ways, so hilariously. And he's a Miami legacy. And guess what? His father would not turn him over to this program because the program was in shambles. He's like, nah, y'all ain't getting it done. So he took him to Alabama.
Yeah. Even with his former teammate for 1 year. Like, even, you know what I'm saying? Like, you wouldn't even trust him to do it. So it is what it is. But boy, them memes that were coming out. Boy, I was wrong. I'm gonna tell you, the funniest one I seen was the Free Willy. And the Free Willy one, and then the one with
classic, bro.
Man, that Free Willy one was a classic. And then the one with Damian Martinez was sitting on the throne, and they had like the little. Was, oh my gosh, bro, that shit had me cracking up.
Yeah, they killed, cuz. But I mean, I say that to say, you know, who's the DB coach as well? He had them sons at Wilson. Wilson sent his boys to UF too for, you know, similar reasons. Hey, look, it's a business decision too. And if you're not going to put these kids in the best position to be drafted, then I got to send them somewhere else. So, you know, the example's been laid before. Sometimes, bro, you got to be like, hey, I love you, and we'll be back to the games personally once my son done with football. But, yeah, I can't send them over there to that shit, man. Y'all got some shit going on. That wouldn't be fair to them. So we'll see how that whole situation ends up playing out. I'm with you. I still think, you know, I see it.
But Larry, hold on. But what? See, now see, in defense of Wilson, right? He wanted. So Quincy wanted to go to UM. You know what I'm saying? He went to the because we even talked. Well, I talked to him about it. Well, we had a conversation about it. He wanted to go to UM. He went to the camp and all that. And when, you know, they used to give you the stickers with your name on it, they gave him a sticker with his name on it, but they put linebacker next to it. And then Wilson, Chad was like, nah, man, we just gonna go. Like, you're not gonna have my son over here at linebacker when he could play cornerback. He's like a damn good cornerback. And so That's what happened. That's why Quincy Wilson didn't go to Miami. He wanted to go to Miami, like, real bad. But that's the reason why. Now, Marco Wilson, he always wanted to go to Florida. I don't think he ever was going to go to Miami. He even said that, like, he was a Florida fan growing up. Him and his brother was different. So, you know.
Either way, the shit ain't panning out. So, I'm just saying, make business decisions. It should be some more flips on the way. The top five class soon come again. It's always about how you finish, ladies and gentlemen. The start is cute, but shit don't matter if you don't close the deals in the end of the day. And the loafers is on. The gloves is off. You can clearly see the trajectory of this program and the other two programs in the state.
Them peppers are stepping.
Speaking of, all right, get my ass in here and cook too, man. Hey, we appreciate y'all pulling up. Let's get up out of here for the eve, man. We'll be back next week after we whoop Duke ass, and we'll talk about that. It's a bye week after that, ain't it? No.
Nah, we got Georgia. Tech next the week, following week. Tech,
that's right. That's right. All right. And then we'll talk about how we're going to whoop Tech ass too.
All right.
Hey, hold on. Wait. Give it a few seconds. I want to say this real quick, right? Larion, we never did an intro.
Yeah, I know. It don't matter. It's just going to hit the ground rolling. I realized that way a long time ago. I'm just going to drop it just like that. Raw and uncut. Okay. Welcome to 26 okay. Degrees. I'm your host. Man, y'all know the rest of that shit.
Peace. For sure. Peace.
We going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.